It's a question that enterprises wrestle with all the time. How do you know when it's time to invest in a new system or process or to move away from what you already have? The answer? Check the Gartner IT market clocks. Gartner recently released its latest special report on this evolving tool designed to help enterprises make the right IT decisions at the right times. So we thought it was the right time to call on Monica Basso, who is Gartner's lead analyst for the Gartner IT Market Clock special report. I'm Scott Smith, host of Talking Technology, Gartner's monthly audio news magazine, and I spoke with Monica from her office in Milan, Italy, following our excerpts of our conversation, which began with me asking Monica, what are the new developments with the Gartner IT Market Clocks?
In this edition, which is the third one, we wanted to focus on two things. On one side, updating the existing market clocks that we published in the previous years, and also to extend the existing library with new ones that have been pointed out by our clients as the most hot, say, for their decisions. And this will be the third edition that we published for the special report after the launch of the methodology that was in 2009. So we've done updates in a number of areas, in particular areas where technology is evolving fast, like, for example, enterprise mobility, where mobile operating platforms, fragmentation and consumerization, bring your own device, cloud, HTML5 and so on, are driving major changes into IT priorities. Also, there's another market clock where we saw relevant changes, which is client computing. So client computing hardware assets are used by most organizations and always decisions to make on this area, but they are highly commoditized now. Meanwhile, there are new categories of devices like media tablets and ultrabooks that are becoming complements to the traditional PCs and are becoming increasingly viable substitutions to those. So here also we have interesting news and updates for the readers. Also, application development is another market clock that we updated with new content driven by the change that mobile and cloud-enabled platform tools and services are bringing to application developers, to organizations in their architectures, and so on. So, for example, cloud-native application design, testing tools and services, these are all new assets that will enable new capabilities for the modern IT organization. But in general, say, all the market clocks that we have updated, including storage, the DBMS, ERP, security, and so on, they all have relevant news for the readers to assess their current investments and changes to their IT investments. The other thing is that we added new market clocks. For example, we added operation management, server operating environment, higher education, and there are more clocks that we are working on that we'll publish in the next year, say, like CRM, business intelligence, collaboration, that will increasingly complete the library of clocks we are offering to our clients.
You mentioned that growing breadth and depth of clocks out there that we're applying to ever-expanding range of topics and so forth. In this current special report, what is the focus? Are there some common themes you're seeing that are developing out of the market clocks?
Yeah. This year, we want to focus on the changes that are driven by the nexus of forces in IT, so mobile, social, cloud, and information, and the business opportunities that these changes are creating for organizations. Organizations need to take advantage of the nexus dynamics if they want to create innovative products and services, reach out to new customers in new markets, and in a word, if they want to keep being successful and retain competitive advantage going forward. So in such a context, organizations need to plan for the evolution of their IT assets. Because IT is a major force, it's a driver force, let's say, for their innovation and can help to generate increasing productivity and benefits for the organization. However, say organizations need to find resources to by the new IT capabilities, the new paradigms and delivery models that are enabled by the nexus of forces. But meanwhile, they also need to keep the light on for the existing operations that are based on traditional IT infrastructure operations and applications. So this is definitely, it's a challenging task. It's pretty complex. So this is where the Gartner IT Market Clock brings some help, because it addresses the urgent needs of organizations to invest in new IT while they keep operating also the critical piece of their business on the traditional IT in a smooth transition from the old to the new. So the market clock is, in fact, a decisional framework that helps organizations to prioritize IT investments by identifying opportunities for investing in new IT, but also opportunities to disinvest from old IT assets and free resources to maybe reinvest in the new generation of IT assets or new technology. And also, the market clock is a tool that helps organizations to cost justify, to build a cost justification for modernization projects for IT. And it helps to build business processes that the cost justify the replacement of a legacy piece of infrastructure with new capabilities maybe in the cloud. And finally, the market clock is also a platform, is a tool that an organization can use across the different part of the organization, so from IT to purchasing department to business units and so on, to make critical investment decisions speaking the same language, using say a unique framework that can help to consider all the aspects, say the technology aspect, but also the economic aspect and the business element of the decision.
Monica, with those benefits in mind, what steps should listeners take to really gain those full benefits?
I would say there are, say, three main steps to go through. So number one, they should look at the IT assets that they have in their current deployments, or say those that they have in their radar screens for adoption, or maybe because they have the, say, IT supplier, the vendor that is knocking their door and pushing hard for consideration. So consider the most critical IT assets, and then step number two, find out the market clocks in the special report that better cover the IT assets, or say where you would expect the IT assets to be covered. So read the advice that Gartner provided in this report, carefully evaluate especially those assets that are now in the obsolescence phase, because they are most certainly assets that are today a liability or will soon be a liability, more than, say, a competitive advantage. And plan for replacement of these IT assets soon. And then the third step that you should do is, say, if the IT assets is not covered in any of this report or is not covered deeply enough for your specific situation, then you should contact Gartner, work with Gartner to find out how to personalize the existing market clocks, and we have multiple ways to do that, to help your organization to make decisions based on the knowledge that we have in this market clock research, and again, prioritize IT investments, disinvestments, and reinvestments for the next years.
Monica Basso is a Vice President for Enterprise Mobility Research at Gartner. She is the lead analyst for the Gartner IT Market Clock Special Report, which can be found on Gartner.com. You can hear more of the conversation with Monica on the October edition of Talking Technology, Gartner's monthly audio news magazine. Thank you.